Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole. No rubbers, going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the glint read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my thoughts. I love them, baby. Black diamonds and pearls.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost tribes to bath, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes and bend stretches. So many years of depression make me vision, the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still. Holding trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoner, set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I lick Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell and cause send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my.
Thugs living worried, duck down in car seats, he's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the ace, stack the safe. Millionaire plan to use the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips. Be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 245 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my.
Now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, and it's Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Y'all know how we do each and every Saturday, 6 p.m. p.m. on the West Coast and 9 p.m. on the East Coast and to the North and the South. You know I got mad love for you, but we stepping games up on Step Your Game Up Saturday. And for those who just tuning in, Step Your Game Up Saturdays is for people who run their own businesses and also services that we put out on the show to step your game up. Now, to help you step your game up today, we're going to have the boss, Tay Black, in the building. We also going to have Y Dot in the building. We're going to be playing music from the both of them today, from Tay Black and Y Dot. We also going to have the diva, Ms. Mira, in the building. Also, the boss lady, Lady Ack, in the building. We definitely going to get their opinion, but we got some crazy, crazy topics today, and I got the pleasure to have Mitch from Jazzy Management in the building, and Jazzy going to call in from Jazzy Management. Like, it's a full show. So get yourself together, get them phone charged, go ahead and pour your drink and fall back because we're going to fall out today. When I say fall out today, we're going to fall out today. But I want to go ahead and definitely open up the lines to the boss, Tay Black, to the boss, Y Dot, to the boss, Lady Ack. And it just keep coming. We got more. Let's see, 3-2-3. Let me find Mitch on here. 5-3-2. There you go, right there. Open up the blinds. What's going on, Mitch? You in the building? You hear me?
Yeah, what's good? Your boy in the building, man. Jazzy Management all day.
That was round of applause for you, baby. Thank you for coming through, man.
Lady Ack, what up?
Where they at? What up?
Y Dot,
Tay Black, what's going on,
man? Tay Black, Y Dot, what it do?
What's good, famo? What's good, everybody?
We in here, man. We in here trying to help people set their game up.
Yeah. That's what's up, Jazzy, where you at, baby?
I'm on 422.
Yeah.
It's Jazzy.
I see you, baby. Open up the building. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to have so much fun tonight, y'all. We're going to play some hot music as well because it's only right for me to get it in. But at the top of the hour, before we go anywhere, let me open up Lady Ack, too. Lady Ack, you hear me?
Hey.
That's definitely
hey, Diva Mary Kay.
What's going on, baby? Before we go anywhere, y'all, I just got to say a short prayer. Father God, thank you for blessing us today to come together as a unity today, to network today, to help these people step their game up today, Lord, no matter what the situation may be, and that you continue to just work over the show, cover it with the blood, and cover everybody that's on the line and tuning in today with the blood. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 That's what I'm talking about. Yo, we about to get into it, y'all. So at the top of the hour, over the weekend, we stepping the game up for the men and women who got deceitful spouses, who got spouses with reckless behavior. And there is actually a website called catch'em.com. And it's so crazy. It's so crazy because this website allows you to go take their cell phone number, put it in their system, and you can track your mate. Now, if your mate is out and about and wherever they stop for at least 5 minutes, you get a text to your phone at a location where they at. Like, that's super crazy right there. So I was watching the test. Go ahead.
That's the new upgrade of cheaters right there.
That's the new upgrade. It's definitely a new upgrade of cheaters, but the thing is they'll send you a text to wherever your mate has been for the last 5 minutes. And you can, the girl was having her testimony on their thing at catch'em.com. She was saying how, you know, she knew the address, she kept seeing the address, and it turned out to be his ex. So he was stopping by the ex house when he was supposed to be at work. But my question to you, Tay Black, like, would you use a service like that? Or, you know, do you feel like it's necessary for you to use a service like that to catch your mate, like to have proof? Like, look, you've been lying all this time, like, here it is. Would you use catch'em.com?
Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all. Right. What about you, Y Dot? Would you use catch'em.com?
Hey, since it's Saturday and I already got a drink in me, I might do it right now.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you gotta experience something like once.
You got to at least try it once. I mean, it's too interesting not to try it. Like, I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine when you use it, the female expression when you just show her the text?
Wow.
Like, I know you were saying you're lying. I know you're lying. You're lying. Lady X, would you use catching.com?
As a female, I don't know. Probably back in the days or something, but I don't know. Probably just use beat'em up.com or something. I don't know.
Jazzy, would you use catching.com?
Never.
I know, that's right. I wouldn't necessarily use catch'em.com for my spouse, but I'll use it for a preteen. I'll use it for one of my little cousins that's running around here acting like they crazy. Because, you know, once they hit like 13, they damn heads start to spin around. So I would use it for my child or for a preteen and, you know, to track their location. It's very discreet. It's $19.99, how ironically the commercial price. It's only $19.99, you know. It's $19.99 to put their telephone number in there to track where they are. I think it's good. I think it's really good for the children. I think it's very good for the kids that have cell phones. Go ahead. I'm listening. I think it's definitely very, very good for the children, and, you know, to be able to track somebody, also for my mate. If I get that women's intuition and Tay Black and Wada, we talked about MBD last night. And for those who don't know what MBD is, MBD is MBD. That's mad bitches disease. When your woman get mad, she is really not thinking clearly. When we get mad, mad bitches disease kicked in, and that's how you get the Lorraine and Bobbitts. That's how people get ran over. All those emotions.
you dropped the name. You said Lorraine and Bobbitts. It's a wrap.
Yeah, that's right. That's how you get the Lorrainas. That's how you get the, what was the chick that shot old girl in the head? She was an ice skater. She attacked that lady. What was her name?
My Tanya Harden. She hit in the leg with the.
Tanya Harden. Yeah, she went hard. You know, she went in or whatever the case may be. And unfortunately, it was just a situation in Newark, New Jersey. The young girl ended up stabbing. She went to this girl house, knocked on her door, waited for her to open, and stabbed the girl to death. She was dating. She was, like, 17 years old. The dude was, like, 20 and some change, late 20s. And she was in love with him or whatever the case may be. She ended up finding out, I think, that she was pregnant. And she basically wanted to ex off the girl. She went to her house and stabbed her up. Like, that's crazy.
That's why services like that, you know, you got to be kind of discreet as far as who you allow to use those. I mean, really put people in a situation like that, and that's really unfortunate. It really is.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely unfortunate that the situation, you know, happened with her, but at the same time, step your game up and keep it real, yo. That's all I'm saying right now. Step your game up and keep it real. You know, I was talking to the Diva Ms. Nira earlier today, like, you know, remember back in the day, even now, you know, we be saying, like, look, I'm not talking to nobody right now. I'm just dating. I got friends. You know, and as soon as a man or a woman say that to you, we know what it is. You know, it ain't going nowhere near, you know, that some people don't really read between the lines, but we already know what it is. Like, look, I'm not dating right now. I just got friends. And that's exactly what it is. Just keep it real. Don't cause yourself to be lying. And after you lie, you got to start another lie. Like, and what's the point of dealing with two people at the same time? That shit get tiring. Like, who got time to juggle two people?
That shit a job. Yeah, it is. Full time.
It is a full time job. Ain't nobody got time to be running around all day. You know, I'll tell people to bounce real fast. For real. And speaking of bounce, we about to get into some of Wild Out music. We about to get into this hot thing of bounce, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Let's get it, man. Keep it real. Step your game up.
Coast to coast instrumental.
Let's go. Nightmare Records in the building. IRX the movie. Shout out to my whole cast. down thoughts dangle from the ceiling. Pursuing the million, it's the only thing I'm feeling. Fresh hard denim, got my knees all in them. Main act, vanity, the squad lays in them. Red line, front me with the baseline. I be at the finish line, by the time you catch mine. Ain't no stopping my shot, you should come fall back. Let me play my card right, full house red light. Dashboard headlights, running through the red light. Left the whole trap light, now I got a music hype. Flat boy ink kick, spice it through your breathing. I am made a teammate, you might want to screen it. Cause the way I'm stunning it, you swear I was from Phoenix. They are so anemic, I don't play seen it. Seen it, bam, come on.
Tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. And my boy Wild Dot, that was just bounce, man. That was definitely a banger. I'm definitely, definitely loving that. Like, bounce to the left. And I also want to say bounce to all you backdoor bandits. And that's the next topic I want to talk about right now. Jazzy, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
That's when I talk about Jazzy. I have to say this to you, and I was listening to SOS Radio that you was just on. I think that was the 10th. But I was saying to Mitch, I'm so disappointed, or I'm feeling some type of way that I wasn't listening for the last 7 years, but I'll definitely be listening for the next 14 years, I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay.
Like, for real. I'm definitely proud of what you're doing. I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, I know you can't talk too much about it, but the backdoor bandits. And the backdoor bandits is the people who, first of all, want to come, you know, you talk to them about business and something that you're trying to make happen or that you can make happen for them, and they try to go through the back door. If we got goons at the front door, what makes you think we ain't going to have goons at the back door? And like Mitch said, we got to have goons in the air ducts now. Like, that's crazy. How do you feel about these, you know, what you want to, what am I saying? Like, the back door bandits, like, what's your feelings about these back door bandits, man?
You know, first of all, thanks for having me on. I'm at a family function, but I wanted to make sure that I get on, you know, drop some game. I just feel like music in general right now, there's no unity, you know. It don't matter what coast you on. It's like people play a position just to see, you know, they have ulterior motives, you know. They like, okay, I'm going to be around this cat, just as long as, you know, use his name and his credibility for me to get in. And it's like a competition when it don't need to be, because I feel like if we can make $100 million together, why screw each other for $1,000 or $1,500? When these dudes are happy with $2,000, when you stay together and move as a unit, you can make $100 million. But it took me to really see that the unity is just tore up and lost. These cats don't understand business, so I'm against somebody trying to use somebody's name to get in when you could, you know, move as a unit and succeed together. But some of these people, man, they don't have the heart. They cut off different cloths, so it's hard to find somebody that's going to push as hard as, you know, you push. So you just got to really keep your fingers crossed and just pray that, you know, you got the hell of a team, you know.
And, you know, I thank you for your input on that, and I just thank you for coming in on the show. It was definitely a blessing, and I got so much to learn, you know, and it's always you learn by experience, man. You learn by on-the-job training. And unfortunately, you got to get burned a few times for you to realize that, you know, certain people's situations is hot. You know, I'm a true believer that, you know, you're going to pass failure to get to success. You got to pass failure to get to success, but, you know, ain't nothing wrong with giving something away for free. Like, you know, you can give a free sample, but they got to pay for the meal, man.
Exactly.
You know, if y'all trying to, you ain't nothing wrong with giving a free sample. You want to give people a free sample of your music or whatever the case may be, or of your services or whatever, but when it comes to eating, when it comes to the meal time, you got to pay. Anybody that's really serious about their business, their career, their class, their music, they want to invest into themselves.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and not to cut you off, you know, I didn't get too deep on So West Radio due to some business things, but I'm going to open up a little bit on here. You know, the sad thing is I'm against mixtapes. And what I mean by mixtapes, I mean, some people get a misconception of mixtape. I'm against one artist doing 27 to 28 original songs and giving them away for free. I'm against that, but if they want to do it, for 7 years I was against that, and I'm still against it. But, you know, I was, like you just said, I was giving up a lot of games, really wanting to see people succeed. But now the knowledge that I have, the contact that I have, the relationships that I have, I got to start kind of channeling my talent and you know, my info in another direction. But it's sad that 85%, I don't say West Coast or South or East Coast, 85% of people in music, meaning hip-hop artists and R&B singers, they do not copyright their content. They don't know what a BDS is, and they'll do a mixtape and don't even copyright none of the content, and then have the audacity to be upset that they put that free music out. What happened to giving snippets? Like, you're going to put this digital promotional CD? Cool. I'm not against giving away two or three songs. You can push two or three songs just as hard you push 28 songs. I just want to know the idiot, and I'll say it again, I want to know the idiot that did 27 original songs and still called it a mixtape, because that's the person who, I don't know if I can cuss, who messed the game up, because now we live in a monkey-see-monkey-do syndrome. We got that monkey-see-monkey syndrome in this hip-hop game where people feel like, okay, Lil Wayne did it and got on, T.I. did it and get on, but these dudes are rich people already. Somebody is giving these young cats a misconception of a brand. If you are a brand, there's no way Microsoft gives away 100 million computers. There's no way Nike goes into the inner city and give away a million pair of tennis shoes. And when from a business standpoint, when they give it away, it's a tax write-off. How many rappers is giving away 28 songs and saying, you know, I'm giving it away, but it's a tax write-off? None of them. So I had to slow my roll, because for 7 years I'm telling them, how dare you get mad because you put out 27 original songs and then you get on the internet and find your CD in 17 different countries, 18 different cities, and they sell it for $9.99. You know, if my best friend give me a pair of size 12 brand new Jordans, he can't get mad that I sold them to my homeboy for $50.
That's right.
So, you know, it's just,
You're definitely right about that, and I definitely respect what you're saying. There's nothing wrong with protecting your investment. To copyright something, it is little as $50 in some cities. To copyright your name, I had a situation like that that, you know, a group of people was trying to eat off of Diva Spot ENT. So I made it my business. I tracked down the CEO of this thing because, you know, I don't want to give them no shot. I had no problem when I called the CEO. I let him know who I was. I said, this is Diva Mary Kay. I am the CEO of Diva Spot ENT. I said, you got a couple of group of girls that's using my name. And I said, I have no problem with them using Diva Spot, but I own Diva Spot ENT. That's mine. I purchased that. I went and copyright that in Jersey before I even got to the West Coast. That's mine, and I do use it as a tax write-off. I do have it, a tax ID number for it. You know, and it's very simple, and I say it to all the artists out there, and it's such a blessing to have you on here dropping these jewels. Like, that's the first thing that you need to be doing. If you put in CEO in front of your name, you're not a CEO if it's not on paper and document in the city hall.
Great.
And Trenton or the government has it that this is yours. You're not a CEO.
Exactly.
You hide it behind the screen name. You hide it behind the CEO title. You have to really step your game up, and it's so important that we can take so much time out to looking good and got the fresh Jordans and got the fresh heels on, the Jimmy Two Shoes, got the hair dipped and whipped.
Exactly.
But our business is looking funky. We look like $1 million, and our business is looking funky.
Mm-hmm. You
know, how you look like $1 million and your business look like a fool's can? Tell me that.
The thing is, you know, a lot of people, like I say, I use the word misconception a lot because just like managers, you know, that's just like I always use my father, for instance. I don't feel no shame in saying that my father just was instrumental in committing the act with my mother to conceive me, but I never gave that fool the title of daddy because he wasn't there when I walked. He wasn't there to throw the football at my chest. He wasn't there to walk me to my first day of school, so I wasn't going to give him that title. So a lot of these singers and rappers need to stop giving fools titles and have them live up to their responsibilities. There's so many people, I'm a manager. How are you a manager? It's 10% talent and 90% business. So if you got a person that's saying he's your manager and he has no relationships in the business, you're setting yourself up for failure. When you buy a house, you ain't going to hire no plumber to come do your electricity. You know, a lot of these guys are hiring plumbers to come do their electricity, you know. I mean, I trip off all these fools saying they managers and they doing this and that and they ain't got no relationships in the business, can't take nobody's career to that next level. They just got a title. They say that.
And that's what I'm
putting.
Amen. Sorry.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to, you know, say that too, and I wanted to get everybody else's opinion about the backdoor bandits. But as far as management, even if you call yourself a management, a MD, a marketing director, and like you said, you know, 10% talent, not other than 90% business, but let's not forget the education part. You are supposed to have a degree. If you look up, if he say your... Anybody that say, you know, let me manage you or whatever the case may be, take the time out, Google the description of a manager. Whatever business that you're in, Google that shit, and if he can't tell you that, look, I went to school here, this is what I'm doing, without you asking, he should be able to have a resume for you. You're doing business. You trust in him with your product. You are the product. You are a business. And I say this to people all the time. Treat yourself like you're a business. I'm a business. When you get my telephone, when you ask me for my telephone number, that let me know you're interested in my company. When we sit down to have the initial meeting, that's the interview. And after the interview, you are temping for 90, well, you temping for a year. After the year, if you have a good rapport with me, if you showed up to work on time, if you had an increase to the businesses, after that year, I'm going to come to you and ask you, do you want to be a partner in my company? Stop treating yourself like y'all part-time jobs. If we run a business, we not part-time jobs. We not little summer programs. You are a business. If people, anybody that's asking for your telephone number, you let them know I'm about business and open your mouth from day one, man. And that's what I want to get to you, Lady Act. Can you hear me?
Hey.
I thank you for being so patient. How do you feel about the backdoor bandit situation?
Well, I just want to say hi to everybody first. Thank you for having me on. Hey, Jazzy. Hey, Mike. Hey, everybody. Okay, as far as the backdoor bandit, that's the new name?
That's the name I gave them. That's the original demon. I need a cop. I
feel that.
Write that shit, too.
I feel that. I feel like, honestly, they can come in any kind of form. It could be your friend, your family member, anybody. You know what I'm saying? And you just got to be really, really careful because I'm a person that's real, real nice, kind, and caring, and kind-hearted. You know, a good person, I say. And a lot of times people will see that and they can easily take advantage of that. For any individual, I don't care what business you in, I feel like, or even a friendship, you got to see who's in your best interest. Because you may be talented, you may be high status or a go-getter, a hustler, all the above, but that don't mean that a person cares. A person can see everything that you have good and try to destroy you. You have to have people on your team or in your circle who are similar to you. You can't be, you know, hanging out or messing with people that's below you, not saying that you have to be better than other people or act like you're too good, but you got to kind of figure people out because it's billions of people out here and everybody is not good. And I had a situation to where I opened up my house to a person, you know, I promoted for the person, you know, whatever it took. I'm a friend, so I'm going to go hard for my friends. I consider my friends my blood, my family. And I grinded for the person for like 6 months for free. You know, why not? You know, if I got it, you got it, you know. And I guess I was blinded, even though I'm real wise, I didn't realize that the person was envying me, you know, jealous of me, despise me, and tried everything they can do to try to destroy me. So you just kind of, you got to be careful. That's why I stay prayed up 24/7 in any situation, in any case, because I want to be successful and I want to accomplish a lot of goals. Because,
and then that's cool. But at the end of the day, you know what? It's about us recognizing the situation at hand. You know, if you see if you see over there that, you know, if you see that it's hot over there, and there's no need to go over there. You know, and sometimes we blinded because we care and we try to help people. That's why I say a lot of times it takes for us to get burned, for us to learn. Because, you know, a lot of us are like, oh, I help that person out. You know, I rock with them. I let them in my house. You know how many family members I done let in my house? They done stole from me. I had a cousin, 49 years old, stole my bank card. Do you hear me? And stole like 300. But that ain't about nothing because at the end of the day, I still got it back. My son was still good. Now, he homeless ain't got nowhere to go with the same addiction. But at the same time, I had to remove my own personal feelings and pray for them. And, you know, and that's what I want to get to, too. Mitch,
and it's true because it's true. You know, you don't have to basically, to sum it all up, being a God or child or being a child of God or a good person, you don't have to be a fool. God didn't say be an idiot. If you know a person is bad, try your best to escape. Pray for them, keep it moving, you know, because a person can try to destroy everything you stand for, lie on you, hate on you, take your name, take your brand, threaten your life. Well, you know, it comes in all different types of forms. You just got to be careful because some people play real good roles, you know, and you being a good person, you don't want to, you just don't want to get caught up, you know.
Well, you know what?
Crazy people. Some people got a lot of issues, a lot of mental issues, you know. So now I'm being wiser and watching out for who I consider a friend and put on my around me, you know, in my circle.
Well, that's definitely what's up. I definitely respect your opinion about that. Mitch, can you hear me?
I hear you.
That's what's up. Thanks for tuning in. I want to get your opinion about the whole backdoor bandit situation.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and, like, echo Jazzy, man. You know, like you said, the game is pretty much cutthroat out here, man, and everybody giving out, you know, stuff for free and this, that, and the other. And you got them backdoor bandits, man, that just try to get in where they fit in, you know what I mean? And I don't knock them. I don't blame them. You know, it's a cold little game to get into, but we pretty much based off talent here, you know what I'm saying? Anything we do is pretty much based off of the image and the talent, the bars, the especially the artists that we got, you know what I'm saying? It's based off of pure 100% talent, you know, and what they bring to the table. And we don't allow what you call backdoor bandits to even enter the circle. You know what I'm saying? We got a pretty tight-knit family, man. We just keep it like that, man. So we don't even – actually, we don't even see them. You know what I'm saying? We just continue to do our thing, and we continue to push and promo and, you know, help our artists elevate to our next level. But they out there, though.
Everybody's not the same. I can admit, you know, I've been blessed to be a part of Jazzy Management and Diva Division. You know, that's a blessing. Good people.
That's definitely what's up. Like, you know, they is out there, and you definitely want to, you know, watch out for them at the end of the day. Yeah. But we definitely got somebody on the hotline that want to get their opinion about their situation. Fine. Hold on 1 second.
I'm live on this.
All right, we're going to open up the lines to 469-386. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Spit your name and where you from, man.
Big Roost here in Dallas.
I can't hear you, sweetie. Speak up for me.
I'm Big Roost. I'm from Dallas.
What's going on, Big Roost from Dallas? I thank you for tuning in, man. We're talking about this backdoor bandit situation. You know, we definitely want to get your opinion on that.
Well, you can't stop a dog from barking, so I don't even entertain it, period. You know, people do what they do. I'm just going to continue to do me, and I know the group is going to do them, you know. So I don't know. When people bring up issues like this, it's kind of difficult for me to get with it because I don't entertain it, you know.
And I definitely thank you for your comment on that. And I was talking about that earlier today, about entertaining the haters or entertaining negativity. You cannot entertain, you know, your haters. You got to let them do what they do. I tell all my haters to leave me a message. Go to www.hatedivamarykate.com. Please do. They got a job to do. If you gonna hate on me, don't. That's right. If you gonna hate on me, don't hate on me part time. You better clock in full time, do overtime to get the team in. They pump hating on me because I'm gonna turn your hate. I'm gonna turn your hate and use it for the betterment of myself. I need you to hate on me. I know that it's going to come, and I know that I'm going to go get hate. I'm going to take your hate and use it for the better. If you going in and tweeting and Facebooking and tagging, you can sit with your mama all day and say, you know what, I can't stand her. She make me sick, this, and this, and that, and so forth. And I'll be like, cool, tune in to my show. I'm live. You know, but tune in to the show. And you know what? Your haters start to create a buzz for you. They start to bring people. They start to bring attention. Like, well, who is this chick? Like, damn, we talking about her every day. We sitting here. We done have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you still talking about her. Well, who is she? And that's going to benefit to me because then I can say, how you doing? My name is Diva Mary Kay, and I host Diva Spot ENT. What you all about?
Haters get tired of messing with us, man. You know, to hate on us, man, it's going to take, you got to be up 24 hours a day. You know what I'm saying? Our team don't sleep. You know what I'm saying? You can ask Daddy. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Dallas time, so I can call him at 6 o'clock my time. It's 4 o'clock there. He up. Why? You know what I mean? we don't, you know what I'm saying? He just don't sleep. You know what I'm saying? That's the determination. That's the, you know, the consistency, and that's the drive to want to, you know, pretty much make a better way for all of us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm behind that 110%. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely, I love working with those that, you know what I'm saying, wants to invest not only in itself, but also in the rest of those that's connected with it. And that's why I ride with Jazzy to the end. Because, you know, I can, he can wake me up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? I'm up. What you need? What you need, boss? I got you. You know what I mean?
There's nothing like being prepared for a situation and being prepared for your team. Like, that's definitely what it's all about. We all in the business, whether you do film, whether you do music, whether you host and promote a show, like, you got to accept the hate and you got to stay focused on your business. And just like Jazzy said, you got to educate yourself, and it's so important. Yeah. I want to open up the lines here. Hold on, y'all. I'm going, Brick City is in the building. 973-391, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Say your name and where you're from.
Hey, it's Kay. You know I'm from the hood. Yo, how you doing, AB? Y'all hear
Brick
y'all,
City
man.
In the building. What's going on? What's going on, Kay? I'm so thankful that you tuned in with me, man. We got bosses in the building today. We got Tay Black in the building. We got Y Dot in the building. We getting music from them. We got Mitch from Jazzy Management in the building. We got Jazzy from Jazzy Management in the building. We got Lady Ack in the building. And we also got Miss Hira in the building. We're going to get music from her, too. But I'm so glad Brick City is in the building because, you know, even before I came over here, Kev know exactly what it is about them backdoor bandits. You know, we get so many people trying to come through the back door and trying to snake their way in that, you know, it's ridiculous. I want to get your opinion on that whole, Kev, on the whole backdoor bandit situation. Then we're going to go into some music from Ms. Nira. That's my B right there. I love my diva, man. I swear I do.
Yo, you know me about some backdoor bandits. I keep the door closed for them. I ain't even really off them. Like, that's why I stay away from them and keep my focus on what, you know, I do. Like, you know, so you got to watch your ass because you know it's a whole bunch of snakes out there, and you don't know. And But if you don't keep your eyes, they will try to get you, or they're going to tell on you or something. Because, hey, look, like Cat, you know what I mean? Like, got to accept the haters, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's only keep you going. As long as they hate on, they know you're doing good, you know. So, like, you know, just keep your head up. Don't let none of that shit pull you back. There's anything that you actually trying to do and all you focus on, keep that focus, you know what I mean? Like, you know. But,
and that's definitely what it is. You stay focused on your situation, and you stay focused with the kids. Like, this man take our time to go and talk to the young boys, you know, to volunteer his time. He don't get paid for that. He volunteer his service, and that's another part of stepping your game up and step your game up to athletes. Like, he go and talk to these young boys about being men and about, you know, dealing with these young girls and dealing with their hormones and their emotions. Tell us a little bit about that, Kevin, then we're going to get into the music.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Like, I do outreach, you know what I mean, for kids, you know what I mean, talking about drugs, like, sex and everything. I gotta keep it gated with them because somebody has to, because there's a lot of shit out here that they might not know and they got to look forward to because, you know, you don't know what they expect, you know what I mean? So that's, I get them prepared for it, let them know, you know what I mean? I don't even want to go home and tell their parents certain things. I do be having little jokes, you know. But, like, no, I keep it gated. I mean, so I don't mind sharing what I know. So, like, if I know it and it'll help, you know what I mean, I don't mind sharing it. So that's why I keep it gated to share with everybody that's willing to listen.
Well, that's what it's up, man. It's each one, teach one. You're now live on Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Step Your Game Up, man. We about to get into Nick Barr's Missing You featuring Miss Nira. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Let's go, y'all.
I'll be on the go. Every day another show or it's the studio. But I need you to know exactly what I do this for. Not these niggas a recognition from these stupid hoes. I'm in these streets when this shit I gotta do at home. And raising 5 kids is something you can't do alone. You with me when the sun is shining, when it's super cold. Whether it's snow, cold, diamonds, or just cubic stone. So close your eyes, imagine all the places you could go. And if this world was mine, I swear I would give you the glow. Baby, I'm aware we had our share of ups and downs. But since it ain't no turning back, I guess we stuck with now. And if I'm lucky, then and I'm lucky you on my team. I know it's better guys in this world besides me. Regardless of the fact you always still beside me, I made your life a nightmare, check chasing after my dreams. Trying to get them big bucks, and the grind won't allow me to see my kids much. And I'm sure that that shit is driving my kids nuts. Baby mama talking about I never did much. So to my sons, keep it solid, keep your chin up. And if a nigga needs that, then keep your chin tucked. And if he blocking at the face, to tear his ribs up. Take advantage of your talents and never give up. An appetite for success that I can't ignore. I'm trying to give my kids a life that I can't afford. Six-story house, one floor for the boys. Two rooms for night, one just for the toys. And I swear destiny, sweet 16, I'll be the type of shit you see on MTV. Cause they deserve more, which means I gotta work more. Pain on the path to greatness, so it's gonna hurt me.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live into Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays, man. Y'all know what we're doing around here. We helping people step their games up by educating them. One, education is the most important thing, man. Don't think that, you know, you can step your game up with a new house, a new car, a new anything, because if you don't have the education you need, and if you lack your education, all that's going to fall. You're going to lose it all, baby. Right when you get it, it's going to be gone out the door. And if you smart, you know, I don't have anything against leasing or whatever the case may be. I'm not a lease person. I'm not a payment person. The only thing I'm making payments on is the necessary things. The house, most likely, is the rent. The electricity, definitely need that, phone bill and cable. Those are things I make payment. If I'm going to get a car, I'm going to buy a car. And I'm stepping my game up as far as by the end of next year, is buying a house. Because too many times we be making these renters rich, and we don't be making ourselves rich. But that's what I want to talk about as far as now this personal situation. Let's talk about upgrading your personal situation so your professional situation can breathe. We gotta definitely talk about that. That's so important. And that was the hot banger from Nick Dawes featuring Miss Never. Man, Miss Never, you want to hear me, baby?
I'm here. What's going on?
What's going on, baby? What's going on? What's going on? And you know what I forgot to do for all of y'all? I forgot to get everybody a round of applause. I'm so sorry. We get it now. It's for all of us, man. It's for all of us, man. For real. I want to definitely shout out everybody on the show, even the people on the live check-in, Miss Egypt, Miss Jamie, everybody on tuning in live, online, everybody on the call lines. I just want to say thank you so much. But we're going to start talking about your personal situation, your personal issues, because those personal scars and ugliness can destroy a professional relationship.
Every aspect of it. Only if you let it.
Only if you let it. That's right. Only if you let it. And Ms. Zero, I definitely want to get your opinion on that situation right there.
Okay, well, first let me shout out Team Jazzy Management on the line and everybody else.
Tia!
As far as that goes, stepping up your whole personal situation, well, I feel like if you're not right personally, if you got issues or if you're negative and you got things pulling you down in a personal department, then how could you be effective in the business side of it? It's just not, it doesn't work. you know, and that's a true story for me. I mean, we all go through things. We all have down times and tough times, and you got to get that stuff in check so that, you know, all around you can be effective. So, I mean, that's my opinion on it. I mean, I'm still working on self-improvement myself every day. And with that, my business improves. So, I mean, people just need to take a step back and look at everything, the whole big picture sometimes, and not just...
And that's definitely what I want to touch on as far as, you know, I want to go into more detail as far as, like, this personal situation, because some of us got an addiction and we don't even know it.
Yeah.
If you got to wake up to a blunt, if you got to wake up to a drink, if you got to go to sleep to a blunt or a drink, or when some negative things or some problems like pressure come to you and the only way that you can deal with it is through drugs, you an addict. For real. Because a lot of people think, oh, I'm not an addict or whatever. And don't get me wrong, an addiction can be anything. It could be shopping. It can be eating. You know, it can
Lady,
be
Lady, I'm a music addict.
You know, it can be definitely, you can run away to your music. Ain't nothing wrong. But when it gets to the point that you are addicted to negative things, that's going to bring you down, and you have a messed up attitude, if you can't get it, then you are addict, man. You know, for so many times, I know so many people that just burnt out. Ain't nothing wrong. You know, I don't have anything against anybody that takes them a drink or smoke at times, because at the age of time, you know, we all need a drink or a smoke sometimes. But I'm not saying, even Mary Kay not saying go out and drink and smoke. I got to say
drink,
that
but
right
drink
now.
Responsibly.
But drink responsibly, because, you know, we got some new niggas that's listening right now and going to say, even Mary Kay said, no, you new niggas. I
ain't 21.
If you're not 21, you ain't got no business drinking. Don't even think about it. You got to drink responsibly, because some people get smoked and they get drinking, then they turn into Johnny Dangerous, man. I'm so tired of Johnny Dangerous ass people. Knock it off. You know, step your game up Saturdays, man.
I know nothing is nothing wrong with smoking, you hear me? The reason why people smoke is because they're looking for change, and change is nothing you look for, because change is in yourself. Only you can change. So why are you trying to find it? You smoke that dove to change, you got a problem. Well, like, you know, if you smoke this the night, you know, it's a weekend, it's cool. You know? I mean, take a little drink of that Moscato or something, like, you know, but like,
you know what, Kev, you a new nigga for that. I'm going to have to put you on here. I love you, Kev, but a weekend smoker. I'm a weekend addict just from time to time. Now, I'm going to open it back up with you. I want you to be good, okay? Hey, you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to definitely talk about the whole getting your personal situation together, so professional relationship can breed. You know, you being an artist, we about to get into your music in a little bit, but you being an artist and you definitely being the bossy situation and dealing with other artists, like, how is it so important, you know, for you to take care of your personal life? What are some of the personal situations that some people need to take care of so they professional relationship?
Well, I mean, honestly, I think first you have to get your house in order. You have to kind of do a self-assessment. You know, you have to look at yourself, say, what have I been doing up to this point? What's been working? What's not been, you know, so successful? Taking a look at that, weighing your pros and cons, and then trying to move forward effectively. Instead of trying to self so thin, try to focus on what's been working for you. Ask yourself why, and try to push forward. You know, a lot of times, a lot of us are too big to kind of reach out for help. Honestly, that's what help is for. It may just be a shoulder to lean on or something like that. It can be something small, or it can be something significant. But there's all types of helps and support that's out there for you. So whatever your passion is, whatever your hustle or your thing that you're doing is, it's always help and support for you. So a lot of times, personally, for us to grow, you know, from a business standpoint, We have to seek that help. We have to try to be better within ourselves first. A lot of times we point the finger as well. I heard a great saying, like, you know, that same one finger that you're pointing somebody, you have, what, three or four other fingers pointing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, honestly, it's really all about self-reflection and just looking in the mirror and trying to get yourself right. You want to be best, you know, before you can try to go forth and say, I'm this and I'm that, and let me try to help yourself.
And that's definitely what's up. You know, I wanted the hotline is lighting up. I want to get to 562-507. I want to open up and definitely get your opinion about this. 562-507. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Step Your Game Up. Say your name and where you're from.
Dre Vicious. What's the deal with it?
Dre Vicious, what's going on, baby?
Man, you know.
There it is.
I just had to come through and support the whole family and the whole little business.
Aww.
Yo. What up, Drake?
Yo, what's good with everybody, though, man? Oh, you already know the deal. But yeah,
Drake,
though, man.
Wanna... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, Jay Bridges, I definitely want to thank you for coming through, you know, and blessing us with your presence. You know, you creeped
yeah,
in,
no,
you could have hit a diva up, but I ain't even mad. I appreciate the love, but, you know, let's talk about this whole, you know, getting your personal situation together so your professional relationship can breathe, man. What part of your personal life do you think is important for you to tackle at hand first so you can be able to step your game up?
Well, I feel like it ain't really like no certain part. You gotta tackle your personal life first, period, before you try to think you finna take any kind of steps forward. You feel me? Because if you ain't got your personal life back, that just gonna hold you back. So I don't see how you expect to, you feel me, move forward in the first place.
Right.
So you gotta better yourself. You and can't be expecting, you know, a whole grip of handouts. You gotta be about it. Because, like, we can talk about this all night over this and then go back and be on the, you feel me, be on the same tip.
So that.
You feel me, you just got to be on, be about, you feel me, put your goals up and dedicate yourself to that and make it happen.
And you're definitely right about that. I definitely appreciate your opinion on that. And one of the things that I want to talk about as far as step your game up spiritually. Everything. Before you wake up and get out that bed, before you wipe that crust up out your eyes, smile and say, thank you, God, for giving me another day. Because you want to give thanks to the Lord and the God of your understanding, because guess what? Even though your room door is closed, the devil's leaning up against the wall. He got it with his cowboy hat on. The nigga got cowboy boots on, too. He flipped a coin. That nigga flipping a coin like, I can't wait until Sheila you come out that room. I got something. I didn't let the baby run wild. The school child, the school-age child, and left the door wide open. The lights is cut off. I can't wait till these niggas get up. I got something for them. But if you in the bed and you smiling with God, like, you know what, God, good morning. I wake up to God like he my man each and every day. Good morning. Good morning, Lord. I'm so thankful. Thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow. I can see that sun shining. Even if it's raining and snowing outside, I can see it. And even if I go outside and everything is messed up, the child left the door open, the baby got milk and stuff all over the house, got the toilet paper from upstairs and downstairs. I'm thankful because I have my strength and my wisdom to get up, rise early, clean the house up, and get it back together. It's fixable.
And we got to train, Mary Kay, I feel like this lady act, I feel like we got to train ourselves too, because like you said, the devil can start any time, any place, any location, you know, when you wake up, whatever. So we just got to train ourselves. That got to be the first thing we do when we get up, you know. And the way I am, I don't care if you be in the middle of the street, at the grocery store, if I'm fighting. I don't care if you're doing good or bad. You got to just put your hands up in the air and talk to God, because he hears and sees everything, and he is our Savior.
something. And you definitely right about that as far as training yourself. I like what Lady Axe said about that.
Yeah.
You got to train yourself. I had to step my game up, you know, as far as getting the situation. I had to step my game up and say, you know what, I got a palate. God gave me this show to get my voice out there. So now I set my game up Monday through Fridays. I do a spiritual feeding for 1 hour. And how ironically, the time that I have to schedule is 9 a.m. over here on the West Coast, so I'm having breakfast with the West Coast. But it's 12 p.m. on the East Coast, so I'm having lunch with the East Coast. And they're getting their spiritual feeding on. And all last week we was talking about staying committed to the community. I'm reading right out of my personal women's Bible. Those who out there, as far as training yourself, getting your spirit right, first of all, in order for you to get your spirit right, you got to get honest, y'all. Get you, and I'm going to tell you, because I had to do this for myself. I had to get honest about my situation. I had to get honest about me. And I see you 216. I'm about to open up the line for you, but I had to get honest about myself. It said in this women's Bible to get you a notepad and write down all the things negative about you and all the things that you're doing wrong. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I had about 5 pages of stuff that I had did wrong. And it feels good because I can get honest with y'all. I ain't got to lie to y'all about who I was, because that ain't who I am on today. But it said write it all down. Write it all down, and it said each and every day you can cross off one of them things. You can cross off one of them things that you ain't doing no more and keep working on it. And after them 5 pages, now that was 90 days ago, I got 3 things on my list. I got 3 things on my list now. It's about really getting honest with yourself. Honestly, things like I lie too much, I yell too much, I cuss, I drink, I cheat on my wife or my husband. I didn't finish school. I don't have my high school diploma. I don't have my driver's license. Basic, and you will start to learn shit about yourself like, damn, I got this basic shit. I haven't even took care of this, but it's like a list of inventory of the things that you need to get done.
I like that idea.
And you got, just talk to him, you know, because he listened to all of us. This, I think the greatest thing is having a spiritual connection with God, because at any time, any situation, he can come through. You know, he will come through. He hears?
Yeah, he will come through. He may not come through when he
and
wants to.
And it won't
to,
come overnight.
Right,
change won't come overnight, though.
He right on time. I definitely want to get the opinion. 216 calling in. Let me go ahead and open up the lines. 216-240. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now live. Who's this and where you calling from?
Yo, this is Shell. This is Y.O.D.'s older sister.
How you doing? And welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm glad that
thank
you called
you,
in.
Thank you.
Applause.
I just heard the end of what you were saying. I agree with you on, you know, writing that list and having your spiritual connection. I'm a sister in my early 30s, well, midway through them, but nonetheless, I'm still a thoroughbred. But, yeah, sometimes you got to do that self-examination and look through some things, because bro, if you out there, you listening, you know what I've been going through with another party. And it's just, you meet people and everyone's always going through their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you on what you on, you don't know what that person's feeling, you know, in a normal crossing paths. You can say the right thing to somebody, you can say the wrong thing to somebody, but you just never know what's on their heart or their mind for that day. But, you know, I just try to keep people encouraged. That's the one thing I know of any of my friends, what they like about me, or they always say, you know, one, I make them laugh, but two, you know, I encourage them. I keep them on the positive side of things. I always try that with Y.O.B. He know we may not see each other every day. We ain't calling every day, but out the blue, he can hit me with a text or I hit him and he'd be like, I needed that. It put me in the right frame of mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that thing, you, everybody wavers with it they face, no matter what you want to call your religion, as long as there's a higher power in your focus, you got to aim for that. Because as it say in any of the written word, he wants you to walk in his image. So I don't care what you call him, Buddha, Gibson.
No one's perfect.
You can have a nickname for him. My homie in my back pocket. Whatever you want to call him. Regardless, you know that you ain't the only one in control. But you can attempt to control some things. Like I say, I can agree with you on my list. I cuss. But I can tell you when I know when I change to using those words more versus less, because I was always the nice kid. I was always the nice girl. And I'm like, no one paid you attention. Nobody listening. Now, unfortunately, mm-hmm. I started talking reckless. Everybody head turned. Everybody head turned. Like, what is she talking about? Now, it's on everybody to decide whether what I'm talking about is about something or not, but if it's not, then, okay, they tune you out. If it is, they be like, yo, I feel you, or I can relate to you, and, you know, or, you know, you done had dudes say, oh, sister, you know, why you got to talk that way, da-da-da? Be like, but you notice me because I talked out of tone. I talked out of what you used to, but when I'm being nice, nice gets you somewhere sometimes. But sometimes you got to be on that defensiveness. That's the terrible thing, like you say, about the devil out here in this world. Business, friendships, family, sometimes still that negative seed is in the whole hookup where you don't know who to trust. I mean, when I've talked to Wydad about, you know, his management, how you go about his business, I mean, his flow is serious. I know he got heart. He means something. Somebody's going to relate to something he says. Whether they 14, 22, 30-something, you got to be able to relate. But, you know, you got to always do that self-inventory. Self-inventory is something important. Them people who don't do self-inventory, them your assholes. Them devils out there. Cause they,
and you right about that. You definitely
they
right about
them.
That.
I
definitely agree with you on that situation as far as, you know, just staying consistent but doing that self-inventory. It's so important that you consistently do self-inventory and get honest with yourself, man. Because if you ain't honest, if people know when you ain't honest, when you think you getting, you really not getting over, people know when you lying. I know when you lying. You know when you lying because the most times you stuttering. Stop stuttering and get your life together. Get your life together because everything, when I say everything, I mean everything happened for a reason, man. We about to get into this music. We about to get into Tay Black for a reason, man. This is definitely a cut that I definitely love listening to, and it has a lot of knowledge behind it. Like, I'm so glad that I'm networking with people who going back to the 90s when they gave knowledge in their music. Like when they sit down, you can definitely relate and learn something from it, man. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Jump on board and step your game up, man. Let's go. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Check it. Success is so close, I'm glued to it. No money hopes, I'm so broke, I'm used to it. Everybody rap like it's the thing to do. Sit back, it might not be the thing for you. I'm 21, it's old time, I said I'm not a grown man. Old wisdom, young in age, I got my own plans. Not your average hood hopes or some ghetto dreams. Been there, done that, on to better things. Do well with the sight of the tries. World on my shoulders, the voice still rises like that. And you could call me Mr. Angelou, go hard or go home. What any man would do, wishing on a star. I need a way, why is it hard to make money? The legal way, do it now, never say I meant to do. Some growth in my paper, an inch or two.
Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason. Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going. Rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen. Shit happen for a reason.
Got something to do. Body telling you sleep more. And when you know you broke, it's telling you eat more. Dark days. My time lacks luster, no one to turn to, at least the track trust you, even then I'm struggling, shit's dying out, even as I write this, the ink's drying out, they say I'm always joking, I could be sad, good do good deeds, I could be bad, held together by glue, watch through, lose it, king of New Jersey, I'm putting out mood music, be the man I can, put food on the table, my girl, understand, it's cool if I'm able, I feel blessed, still feel like I'm worthy, no grime in my soul, still feel like I'm dirty,
can't take your pity, just sympathize. Life's giving me lemons, I improvise.
Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason. Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason.
Problems weighing heavy, man, it feels like a ton. Feel I'm being stretched thin by the lack of a sum. If I hit it big tomorrow, I wouldn't act when it comes. Just keep doing my thing, you know, act like a bum. Dickie shirts, plain tops, welcome to the hood tees. Faith on every decision, my last to cookie. Legal hustle's real slow, I need a hope. My man got shit for sale, weed and coke. And it's not just one, it's a few of them, y'all. We either end up in jail or it's a funeral, y'all. But I ain't complaining, no struggling sides. No people is doing worse and they juggling jobs. We all hit with rough times, y'all got to feel me. Damn it, I'ma make it, even if it kills me. Life pushing me down, I'm determined to stand. God set it out for me, just following plans.
Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason. Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturday. That was the boy, Tay Black, with Shit Happened for a Reason. And things do happen for a reason. I want to talk on the topic. Now we're going to move on to the next topic. And 562, I'm going to give to you. 507, I'm about to give to you in a little bit. But this hot mess news right here. Diva Mary Kay do hot mess news. So if you sipping on your drink right now, please put that down because it's about to be real freaking funny. I was looking this dude, and let me pull it up because I want to make sure I get his name right. And money will make you do the craziest things. This man killed his wife to avoid having to share his business. He hit the lottery. Don't get me wrong. She was 39. He was 50 and some change, but he killed his wife so he wouldn't have to share his winnings with her. But I'm going to tell you why he got mad at her. Let me pull this story up right here. It's loading right now, y'all. This shit crazy. Man kills his wife to avoid sharing big winnings. It says a national lottery winner murdered his wife when she told him she wanted a divorce and would have a claim of over on his winnings of more than $400,000 in court. Michael O'Leary, 54, of Newton Willow, Merseyside, was said to have been worried that he would have to share his winnings with his wife, Michelle, 39 years old, he 54, she 39, the mother of two children who allegedly strangled her in April after she told him she was going to leave him after 19 years of marriage. Wow.
Wow.
That is freaking crazy. Money will make you do some crazy stuff. And I want to say this because we getting up in the game, y'all. Okay? We working hard, we grinding hard, we getting our name out there, we getting our music out there, we getting to the point that we can charge people. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you hit the lottery, this chick was, I'm not, yo, if you hit the lottery, man, please be cautious that you're going to get everybody coming out the woodwork. You're going to get Day-Day, Craig, Felicia, Tijuana, your old ex from a long time ago. You want even chicks get baby fathers coming out of nowhere. So be prepared, man.
Nobody when you win. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. You're right. You're not supposed to tell nobody when you win, but this woman had been with him for 19 years. She had two children with him. She had been rocking with him for a while. You know, why not? I definitely want to get your opinion on this. But she had been rocking with him for a while, and all of a sudden, she going to turn into a new nigga and want a divorce after he hit the lottery. You ain't want a divorce him when he was broke. Now he gets some money. I guess she may have been, let me do a diva pause. Diva pause. She may have been enduring some stuff over them years. You know, and she probably stayed there because she had been a homemaker. But she should have stepped her game up and not depend on that man, depend on him going to work. Like, that ain't cool, man. It gets, and that's, see what happened? You was a homemaker all that time, depending on this man to take care of you. Now he didn't hit the lottery. Now you want to divorce him and he strangled your ass to death. Not that wow. I definitely want to hear. It ain't funny that that lady died, but it's just funny that she just turned brand new and wanted to divorce him. Now she can get $400,000. But what you think about that situation, Wydot?
Hey, it go back. Man, that's insane to me. It's actually pathetic, to be honest. But it goes to individuals. It goes to show you every person down there has an alternative motive. And no matter what it is, whether the relationship, whether it's business, everybody always, I don't know, it's just, that's crazy, that's insane. I'm just thinking about it. It's not even a funny situation to laugh at. It just to show you us as human beings, as male, as female, man, we take advantage of a crazy situations, like, and we make it even crazier by our actions. That's insane.
You can't get
I
that.
Mean, I think.
Yo, if I've been with you for 19 years and I won a lottery, or whoever won a lottery, and you try to break it with me just to take half or whatever, I'm going to tie you smooth up, put you in the truck, and then I'm going to find you.
For 19 years, though, but for 19, like, we're breaking bread for 19. Like,
yeah, I'm about to say, though she deserves something, I definitely want to keep bread.
That's crazy. Over a lottery, baby? You going to leave me over a lottery, baby? I swear to God.
But look at it. He hit the lottery. He probably hit it for a couple of mil or whatever, a point million at that. $400,000 was like giving her $5. It really wouldn't have mattered. I would have gave her the money, but he still would have to pay her alimony or whatever the case may be. But it's not the point. If he still would have to pay her, but you go ahead, my bad.
But look, I'm saying, if you got 1 point something, it's better y'all have it together. Now, I mean, why are you going to break up with me just to get this little $400,000 and go creep off with Denzel or one of them?
Yeah.
You got a point there, but that $400,000 wasn't worth taking her life and strangling her to death. Y'all never know what she endured. At the same time, and she shouldn't have went about it that way. If she was leaving, that she was leaving. She just seen an opportunity that I've been rocking with you for 19 years. I gave you 2 kids. I've been a homemaker. So she just wanted something. You don't up and decide that you just want to leave somebody because they hit the lottery. We already know what that's about, but I definitely want to open up the hotlines and get the opinion.
Got
562-507, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, this still me. This is Vicious, man. I'm listening, laughing at y'all.
Oh, my bad, Vicious. My bad. Yo, Vicious, what you think about that?
Man, that's just crazy. I don't know what to think about that. That's crazy.
I mean, where's the love between, I think that that's right. Greed on both parts. Greed.
It is, right.
Straight up.
That scares me.
It wasn't no love. She probably been faking it for the last 16 years.
Man.
You know, she probably been faking it, you know, just like, hey, nigga, come on. You know, you pay the rent or whatever the case may be. Let's just get these 2 minutes out the way so I can go and do something else. But that's wrong. She was wrong.
She was wrong. She was dead ass wrong. You know, she could have left out of that situation, but that's the thing I'm talking about is depending on somebody, you know, depending on all you women and all you men. It's even to the men. Ain't nothing wrong with depending on your mate. I know it's supposed to be 50-50. Behind every strong black man or black or strong man, or there's a strong woman. Yes, you're supposed to be able to hold your man down. If your man loses his job or something happened, he want to go to school for 6 months, pay that damn rent for 6 months. If your wife lose her job and she want to go to school for 6 months or whatever, you do what you got to do. But at the same time, don't be coming in and trying to be all new nigga and trying to take things, and this will happen. You might mess around and get strangled to death. It's not good for your health, though. I'm telling you. It's a crazy land. These people is going half crazy around here, and that's definitely what we about to do. We about to get into some music by your boy, Y-Dot, going half crazy. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Squad Radio ENT. Now, let's go. Stop going half crazy, y'all.
We have Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and these people is going half crazy out here. That was your boy, Wazot. We're going half crazy. And it's so true. A lot of these people out here going half crazy. They want to stalk you. They want to strangle you. They want to do stuff. They want to take your name. And, yo, yeah, they want to take your name. How you going to take mine? I understand a lot of stuff is
make five Twitter pages.
Maybe. Yes, I understand that. We understand, Lady X. You got some stuff.
Man, people don't like touching and all that.
Me too.
That's okay. I'm your voice tonight, babe. We got people that want to
sabotage
your stuff and want to be a new nigga. And take your name and try to eat off your name, you new niggas. How could you take my name and try to eat off of it? Understand, it's only one Diva Mary Kay. It's only one Lady Ack. It's only one Tay Black. It's only one Y Dot. It's only one Miss Nira. It's only one Cat Low. It's only one person. I understand you like our style. That's one. I understand you like what we doing. That's two. And we feel you. We know you want to be down. But don't get to the point. What was that? Was it a hand that rocked the cradle or whatever? Yeah, you hand that rock. First of all, you new niggas and all, you hand that rock the cradle ass chicks. Knock it off, man. That ain't cool.
Got it.
Look,
but for real, like stop.
Stop. It's not cool. If you dedicating a whole day to hating on me, you got some personal stuff that you need to get in check.
It's crazy. And people need to be in mental institutions, though, honestly.
Yes.
Come on now. We just got to be real. I mean, who makes five fake Twitter pages? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stalk you every day. Come on now. Like, get a life.
Yeah, that's taking it to the
I've never
extreme.
Seen that. How you going to stalk another female? How you going to be a female to stalk another female? Come on now, are you serious?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I ain't never, you know what, you're right about that, Lady Act. I ain't never had no female stalkers. I hope not to have no female stalkers. Because let's understand one thing. Let's understand one thing about Diva Mary Kay. I'm very nice. I'm off my Mary Kay. But I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and I have been raised in Brick City. Do not play. It's the reason why I don't have a record, and it's the reason why I don't get in trouble for my gun, because I will pop you. I'm telling you right now, there is no talking. I will pop the shit out of you. I know where to shoot you at, and if I go to jail, I'm coming home, baby. I'm getting probation. I ain't getting no time. This is a first offense for me. You're going to be all fucked up. I'm coming back. I'm telling you. You're going to be all fucked up. I'm coming back. I'm coming home. I'm coming home that day. And all the people that supporting me, I may not get the attempted murder charge, I'm trying to tell you, because I'm going to go hard on you. I'm going to go all the way hard on you. I ain't got time. I got a son to feed. My son
That's
is my everything.
Just,
shout out. Yes, go ahead, Ms. Nira.
That's what I was just telling Dre Vicious the other day about these people who are like stalkers and haters. You don't know who you're probing at, first of all. You don't know who you're dealing with at all. I could be just as crazy as you. I mean, so try me if you want to.
Crazy,
but, I mean, people don't even know. They don't even know I used to be in the Army. I done thrown grenades, shot weapons all
the time. Oh, yeah, girl, you crazy.
I mean, exactly. So, I mean,
don't say nothing
with
to her. She crazy. Just
don't
imagine the R&B diva swinging. Look, just imagine the R&B diva in the cut with her Jimmy Two Shoes all like, hey, Vicious, watch out. Y'all about to throw this grenade.
He knows better than anybody. Dre knows better than anybody. I don't play. I do not bullshit. I may look cute and nice, but no. I go in.
It's just funny as hell. She got her French manicure tits. Like, hold on, nigga. Hold it. Just pull the pin. I'm going to hold this. Pull the pin. I'm going to break my nail, but I'm about to hit this bitch. I'm about to get her.
I'm saying, though, people just need to be more careful, just like with the girl who wanted to divorce her husband because he got money. She got, you know, I mean, you got to watch
she
out
got
who you do
with.
You got to watch out who you press and what buttons
that's
you pressing because you're going to press that wrong one
exactly.
And get dealt with.
That's what I'm telling folks.
And you
better use your head before you lose it.
Yeah, you gotta use your hand before you lose it. People be so vulnerable, like, yeah, people be thinking like they Johnny Dangerous, like they untouchable, like you invisible. Like, we see you. We see
then
you.
Then they tweet their location. Then they tweet their location, too. Why you want to
do
that?
Right on Facebook. Oh, I'm at the nail shop. I'm downtown. Like, I don't have to look for you. All I got to do is go on Facebook, and I'm so glad.
Exactly. You're killing them now. Yo,
Facebook,
that's how you know
Twitter.
They ain't no real folks. They be on there talking Twitter beefing at whoopty whoop whoop, nigga, you was a buster. But the next nigga talking about, nigga, I'm right here. Don't nobody show up, nigga. You niggas ain't for real. Y'all Twitter niggas.
We gonna Twitter beef. You know what? I'll get you with this at reply. Don't play with me. I'm dangerous with the DM, son. I'm dangerous with the DM. Oh, man.
Keyboard courage. That keyboard courage. That's what the hell they got.
Not the keyboard courage. I am so mad at the keyboard courage for all you people. Ain't nothing wrong. First of all, the reason why these sites is put up, they are social media networking sites. This is not for you to go on and blast your dude because he cheated on you. This is not for you to go on and blast you. It's like entertainment for us. These social networks is like TV. It's like watching TV through words. I know all your business, and I'm sure as hell it's gonna laugh at you, man. Because in a minute, y'all, they're going to have the social. We already got the social networking media sites with the Skype and whatnot where you can do the video. They're going to bring something into play where we can all see each other. And watch how many people, like, everybody jump on this one site where we can all be together at the same time and see each other. Watch how many people drop off when it's time to show their faces.
Exactly.
People going to run for the damn hills.
Because the haters are so
talking about, I'm talking about, oh, they see me. Yeah, I definitely got to give a shout-out to Future Guru 100 because he know about them backdoor bandits and these new niggas. Yo, definitely shout-out to him, man. Yo, it's so crazy. We got about 20 minutes left on the show, so what we going to do, we going to go back and forth with Tay Black Music and with Wild Dog Music. I definitely want y'all to get into this, and we going to still stay on more of the topics. But I was just thinking about it. People think they so high that they all way in the sky like they Skyman or something like that. Y'all got this hot joint from Tay Black called Skyman. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Show Tay Black and Why Dot some love. And you already know what it is. Let's go, man.
I want to show this person, man.
Yeah. This sound like wake up music. How you start your day? You got to think about a lay. I pray, glad my rhyme paid.
Yeah.
Life in my squad, yo. They all play the part, though. Trying to leave a mark, though. Rap Johnny Darko. Got a little sad, though. How could I feel sad? I ain't rich or famous. I ain't got a deal yet. Music is my drug, so for now I'm cooking smack soon. Keep talking smack to him. Bring it back to a one night, two dimes, three way, four play, my forte. Chicks moaning only if it's forte. Molly cool with women, groupie love before a rap. When she munch up off the clean, suck the rug like a vacuum. My fears dreaming about what you rappers screaming out. Wanna know what he's about? Guess it all, evens out. Brand new, I ain't seen my book of rhyming ages. Amazing, can't remember what was on the pages.
Yo. Everybody, that was definitely your boy Tay Black with Skyman. Yo, do not get to the point that you think you so untouchable, that you so far up in the sky. Because y'all, we gotta watch the air out here, man. All you people out there that's on your grind, watch the air, because I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. The air gonna taste so good to you. Everybody listen, get quiet, because I need the new niggas to hear this. Can you hear me, new nigga? Can you hear me clear? Am I clear to you?
Yeah.
The air gonna get so good to you that your head is gonna get so big, and it's gonna be a sharp pin that come along like Diva Mary Kay, like Kaz, Miss Mirror, Dre Vicious, Lady Act, Tay Black, Y Dot. We gonna come along and bust your damn bubble. And all your air and all your little pieces are going to be all over the ground. And the next thing you're going to say is, what I'm going to do now? We try to tell you.
Do you?
What you do?
Don't do me.
No, do me, nigga. Do you?
Do you? That's all you gotta do.
I want to. You know what I'm saying? These cows need to just get an identity. You know what I'm saying? If you good at being a woo-wop or a hoe, be that. I'm sorry, be that. You know what I'm saying? If you good at being a groupie, just be that. Don't hate on the
Brandy.
Next person. Don't stalk the next person. Oh, okay. That's the East Side Watch word. That's the East Side Watch word. My bad.
I ain't even mad at you. There it is. Don't be a woo-wop, goddamn lady. I'm going to call you later on today so you can educate me on that one, because I will call you a woo-wop. I'll call you a new nigga. I'll call you a new chick. I'll call you a muffly muffler. You know the muffly muffler? They always muffling up under their breath, you muffly muffler. Don't be mad at me, Miss Muffler. It ain't my fault. It's not my fault that you forgot to tighten up those ankles. Down and put that ass there. It is not my fault that you 25 with 3 kids. I didn't fuck you. Why are you mad at me? And I will fuck.
I'm fine.
Yo, I can go in all day about the situation, but you know what, Ms. Zara, I have to say, Ms. Zara said something earlier today. She said ever since she's been taking care of her spiritual responsibilities with the Lord for the last year, you know, she's been getting spiritual people that come to her. And it's so important. The type of person that you are is the type of people that you're going to attract. So if you attracting woo-wops and new niggas and mufflers, most likely you're one of them.
Exactly.
Don't
pretty
get
much.
Mad. You one of them. You know, if you attracting beat and dirty niggas and fake ballers and behind screen ass niggas, you one of them. Step your game up, man. We was talking about earlier today about the whole catch'em.com, where you could put somebody's cell phone number in and get their location. But I'm glad Jazzy stepped my game up, or it was either Jazzy or Mitch. Set my game up. I was like, we got to be careful about the information we put out, because there is some stalkers, and I don't need nobody stalking y'all. I don't need nobody stalking me either. But the thing about it is, you know, if the type of person that you are, the type of people that you're going to attract, man, you can't get an attitude when, if you around a whole bunch of chicks, and I'm going to go to the chicks part of this, because, you know, I've seen it too many times. You around a chick that will hate all day. They full-time haters, and you look like, yo, she's a fucking hater. She's a whore. She's not a good mother, this and that. You pointing your finger at her. Take your finger right now and point it towards the wall. Now take a look at the finger. It's three more fingers pointing back at you. So it's one thing wrong with her, and it's three damn things wrong with you. Step your game up, man. Like,
Correct.
For real. It's a reason why. We go back to what Tay Black Music was saying. It's a reason why everything happened for a reason. It's a reason why you hanging around this slut butt chick, because you got slut butt tendencies. Slut
butt. Exactly. You like that. You like it.
You like it. Yeah, you like it. You like
doing.
You like. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, no, look, now my phone. I ain't cleaning up my house. I got my charger. It's about a dollar.
No problem.
Well, listen, you know I'm proud of you, know what I mean? Get a little man some love, know what I mean? And y'all all online, stay up, know what I mean? Keep your focus on. Just be talking out your ass because you on the show. Got to mean what you say, know what I mean? Because we ain't off that. We only real talk, know what I mean?
That's right.
Don't say something that you're not doing, because we not off that. We can smell it through your phone. Like, you know what I mean?
You can smell it through your phone.
You know what I mean?
Cam, that's what's up. I thank you for calling in and dropping that jewel, man. Yo. It's definitely all about you stepping your game up, man. I'm just thankful for everybody that called in and doing their thing, man. We about to get into some more of this music, man. Y-Dot is a problem. I'm telling y'all right now, like, he's a problem. Do not play with him. He'll rip you in the battle. You know what? And me to think about that, he's a real humble dude. Don't get me wrong, but if you listen to his music, it's like, a whole for me, I have to say this, for me, it's like he go so hard in his music. Like, it's a whole, like, he in a battle. Like, he in the studio right now, and it's like 30 other niggas in there. And he like, you know what, I'm about to go hard on all of y'all. Yo, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Let's get into Wild.B. Go hard.
Shout out to the college kids. What up, what up? Welcome to the boy, got Snake. Watch that E. Live life fresh. Nightmare. Of course, you're watching with the youngins. Let's get it, niggas. Flow, plain, but never the same. Just in the low, that would make me smarter. Bench pressing rap, so I'm going way harder. You would thought I was Space Jam by Carter, Jay, Wayne, or even Vince Carter. Spinning through the lane, I'm about to dunk harder. Please don't bother, this shit is a slaughter. Every time you mention my name, just holler. Big guns, big clips, plus big armor. Added to the kids, that would make me a bomber. Not from New York, but my mind way broader. Narrow ass niggas don't want no parter. What I'm dishing out can't make one charter. I'm in a charter, that's it, water. Push your max to the limit with no startup. All I got with me is a tree and a barker. So let's talk money. Isn't shit funny? Here go, you can find a kid as a dummy. Now who's the dummy? Who get more money? Falling out of grace like a had boy sunny. Never to return, shit get burned. Illmatic feelings, thoughts of concern. Tell me what it is, tell me what it was. Shit too easy, let's make this a dub.
Man, I'm so focused, I'm so sincere. I'm so right now, you niggas so last year. You better step your game up, better get your bread up. Thought I gave the game up, why? If I'm coming up, had to get my mind right. Know my money been right, never live the limelight. Child of the nightlife, you only live once, then you die right. So I'ma go hard like I got three strikes. I'm doing shit you wouldn't do for a Klondike. I done lost some good friends to the crazy life. I'm like a ghost without the white suit. I keep stepping, but I'm no Greek. A schoolboy, but I'm no geek. I fall back like last week. You know everything is so unique. So I'ma throw the game up, and this is a sneak peek. Sound so versatile, I should be the poster child.
Let's talk money. Isn't shit funny? Here go, you can find a kid as a dummy. Now who's the dummy? Who get more money? Falling out of grace like a had boy sunny. Never to the time, shit get burned. Illmatic feelings, thoughts of concern. Tell me what it is, tell me what it was. Shit too easy, let's make this a dub. Started off grinding, pushing pack at an early age, still shining. Never no declining. Double LF living featured at the signing. Checks on timing, money taking timing. Living life reckless, raising real diamonds. Keeping me a checklist, rugers and hexes. Taking it back, so when the kid lives backless. Spineless ass nigga still rhyming for a Lexus. I be grinding hard, I want my Longhorn Texas. Back to Prince of Benzes, Porsches, Breakfast. You can give me everything that come to the wish list. I am the main attraction, you are on the guest list. We can talk timing, debate, shine. Food for your thoughts, these other rappers is declining. I just came to get the game a breeze, Saint. Throwing back niggas like Mike Spain. Now let's talk money, is this shit funny? Here goes, you can find a kid that's a dummy. Now who's the dummy? Who get more money? Falling out of grace like a had boy Sunday. Never to the crime, shit get burned. Illmatic feelings, thoughts of concern. Tell me what it is, tell me what it was. Shit too easy, make this dub.
Yo, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. It's now Step Your Game Up Saturdays. You already know what it is. That was your boy, Y.B., in the building, man. I'm just definitely getting in. Y.B., don't worry about how that sound, because it did sound kind of funky, but it's different when you archive it. And for all those who are listening online, on your phone right now, who tweeting me, much love, man. You can get these shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. If you go there, you can archive all the shows and you can hear them so, so clearly, because it's a whole different situation we on the phone. I had a situation like that with you, Ms. Nira. I stopped the song. I was like, wait a minute. This is not Diva right here. I stopped the song, but when I went back, and listen to the show. It played as clear as day. I definitely want to open up the lines because we got Future Guru 100 all the way in the building. Future Guru 100 definitely go hard. What's going on, Future Guru 100? How you, baby?
Hey, I want to shout out everybody that called in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say thank you for supporting my mans, Reg, Y Dot Loyal B. You know what I mean? That's my little brother right there. We're going to do some serious work. So I just want to say that the song sounded good to me. I'm listening to it from the laptop, so it's all good. It's like it's a go. Like, salute, you know, Mary Diva Mary Kay for being on her grind. And shout out to everybody on the air with you. I was catching everything y'all was going in with for the last like 40 minutes. So I heard y'all cutting up. So I'm glad y'all having a good time tonight. And that's really what it is. This is like the home spot. Y'all can chill and get it in. This sounds great.
Well, I definitely thank you for the love, man. Future Guru 100 is always on his grind. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Future Guru 100. Step your game up with Future Guru 100 and get in that promo. Also, step your game up with Mitch from Jazzy Management and get your promo as well, man. You want these as two people that you can rock with to get real services, and they will definitely show you the turnaround, man. It ain't no back doors. When you come to them, they don't have back doors. There's only front doors. It's one way in and one way out, and that's how they definitely get into it, man. I mean, these backdoor bandits is ridiculous. Future Guru 100, I want to get your opinion on this whole backdoor bandit situation, man.
I mean, you know, it's all about networking right now. People got to just use, like, good business etiquette today. That's it. I mean, you know, you got to have some ethics. You got to have some honor. And just step your game up. This show's about stepping your game up. So that includes, like, your business tactics and your business ethics. That's all I got to say.
Well, that's definitely what's up. I definitely can appreciate you on that for definitely dropping that jewel right there. And it is about having good business ethics. You know, it is about you being honest with your situation and exactly what you can do. Because we don't sell dreams. You know, we definitely don't sell dreams. If you fucking with us and anybody in our camp from the east to the west, we don't sell dreams, man. We do not sell dreams. We establish careers, man. This is what we do. Ain't no dream selling over here. We don't have this. Ain't dream makers over here. We don't know what that means, man. You definitely gotta keep stepping your game out because it's rough out here. It's real rough out here, and it's hard to you know, see. It's if you're a real person, it ain't really hard for you to see through the new niggas. It ain't really hard for you to see when somebody is trying to jerk you around. But you definitely gotta stay on your grind and do your research. If you want to rock with somebody, you're going to do a collab with somebody, you're going to have somebody on your show, you know, somebody comes to you, what do they call them? Nira, what do they call you? The people that that do the shows, like book the artists to come to the cities. Booking agents, is that what they call these people?
The promoters.
Yeah.
The promoters.
Yeah, promoters. There it is. Yeah, them people. Get their resume. If they can't hit you with a resume, then don't be wasting your time. Because sometimes you got to let it go, man. You got to let go of the bullshit. Tay Black going to step your game up right now and show you how to let it go, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Let's get it there.
I think I love you, but you're moving too slow for me. They keep holding me, don't let go of me. I think I love you, but you're moving too slow for me. I'm a once of a kind man, like one in a zillion. Bottomless picture emotions, ain't no stopping the feeling. Once you start falling, there's no bungee to save you. You wanna jump the broom, but we only on day two. Our chemistry points of connections is several. Have a lot in common, relate on multiple levels. Things used to be simple, your life uneventful. I was the
change you need. It has so much potential. When it's just you and me, you're open to nudity. Say this is new to me. Say what you do to me. Though I'm an only child, I know how to share. Share thoughts, share ideas like I normally care. Apologize from the start for what I do to your heart. Try to take things further, but I do it in part. Last thing you wanna hear, I know it won't take well. No more love letters, just a brief you to hate.
She wanna build with say black, chill with say black, kill with say black, but I ain't with that. Real for say black, feel for say black, please. Heard it before, little mama. Give that feel with say black, chill with say black, kill for say black, but I ain't with that. Real for say black, feel for say black, please. Heard it before, little mama. Give that.
That was the boy Tay Black, and it's this name of that song is "You Gotta Let It Go," man, let it go. And I definitely like that cut right there. It's real mellow with it, but he speaks the truth. Like, you know, you still for Tay Black. You killed. I ain't with all that mess, mama. Like, it ain't even that serious. I like to take it. You hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
That's what I like, that cut right there. It was like, you know, she telling all the stuff that she can do for you or want to do for you, but you ain't with all that. I like what you said about, you know, how to share. That was hot right there. How did that joint come about?
I mean, it was really going back and thinking about those relationships you were in, some meaningful, some not so meaningful, and then really just going back and, you know, like the show said, stepping your game up, thinking about what you're doing and then your game up about who you.
Yeah.
I hear you say black. And yeah, I definitely can definitely hear you. Can you hear me? Because you sound muffled, but I can't hear you say.
I was done.
Oh, okay. My bad. But you definitely, people say I kill with you, I'm there for you, I ride for you. Anybody that constantly say that to you, watch out for them. Because they will be the ones that will end up stabbing you, stealing for you, setting you up for the downfall, stalking you, making a page about you, going undercover and getting another Twitter page under another name to hate on you, trying to steal your style. Man, that's crazy, yo. That's crazy. But we already know what type of land that we working with. You gotta be on a humble land, and that's what I call Wild Out to a certain degree. He is a king of a humble land, and that's how I feel about him. He's a king of a humble land. Not only is he humble, but he's a king in his own stance, man. You got to understand what I'm saying. Y'all got to break that down. He's the king of a humble land. And there's nothing more important or nothing more significant to being a humble king in a humble land, man. We about to get into this music right now by Y.B. It's called The Land, yo. Let's go.
This must be what it sounds like to live in the city of Cleveland. Let's go. Can't hit, we can open anywhere. Stay by the lake, it's mostly what we know from.
y'all. Welcome back, welcome back, man. That was the boy Wazop, man, with the land. That was definitely a hot banger. We got about 4 minutes left on the show, and I definitely want to make sure all my guests on the show today get their proper shine and put out the information how to get in contact with them. Before I do that, I just want to humbly thank you guys for coming on to the show and sticking in with me throughout the show, because I done seen them come and I done watched them go. And when we get out of here, I'm definitely going to play some So Hot, Miss Nira featuring Noah Jones, man. Miss Nira, can you hear me, baby?
Hold on.
You
hear me?
It might help if I open all of y'all on the line. Duh. I just had a white girl moment. All right, I'm like, well, why she ain't saying nothing? My bad. Miss Nira, put your information out there, how they can get in contact with you and get your music and follow you where you're going, because we follow our family where they go, man.
Yes, definitely. Well, everybody, I want you to follow me on Twitter at Miss Nira. That's MVNERA. You can also Google Miss Nira, and my YouTube links will come up, as well as some music that I got floating out there. You know, I'm all over. I do this all day, every day. So make sure you guys follow me on my journey to the top, because that's where I'm headed.
Yes, thank you for that, Ms. Nira. We got about two more minutes.
The Twitter?
Yeah, can I get that Twitter again?
Miss Nira, MVNERA.
Thank you.
I've been tweeting like crazy, so you might even be in one of my recent tweets. Who knows?
Yeah, all everybody that's on Tay Black, for all those who listening online and all who tuning in, you know, you follow our tweets from Tay Black to Y.B. to Ms. Nira. Like, we all in the same type of movement, so we going to be on there. So, Y.B., put your information out there real quick. We got about 2 minutes, man.
Yo, you can get at me on Twitter at Y.B. _is_LLF, and you can actually get at me on my site, ydb.com.
Thank you. And Tay Black, real fast, put your information out there.
Just, you know, quickly check me out at twitter.com/TayBlack84. From there, you can just go all to my other places and stuff like that. Got emails up there. I appreciate the time and the love. Shout out to everybody that's on this joint right now.
No problem. Lady Act, you hear me?
Hey, this is Lady Act. Catch me on Twitter at Pretty Lady Act. I'm an artist, actress, model, writer, all the above, child of God. And I'm also a writer and interviewer for swagnews.com. That's international promo and advertisement. Thank you, Divas.
No problem. Y'all watch out for Diva Division. Is definitely going to go down. Future Guru 100, I got you. Y'all follow Future Guru 100 at twitter.com. $8 daily, mixtape, MP3, promo, all of that on Twitter. All you got to do is go to Future Guru 100, and it'll pop out everything that he's doing. He definitely a heavy hitter. I just want to say thank you for everybody tuning in. Follow me on Twitter at divamaryk.com, and make sure you stay tuned in at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryK, or excuse me, /DivaSpotENT. We about to get out here with the hot music, Miss Nira, So Hot, featuring Noah Jones. Let's go, man.
And I'm here with the R&B diva, Miss Nira. You know, you're not even hot, baby. You like beyond hot. You like so hot.
temperature. Girl, you so hot and I ain't talking about your temperature. Charismatic and we having at it while I'm dressing it. The sex was irregular, it forced me to step it up. In love with her body, she said she liked my vocab. Sending me erotic pictures and I wanted so bad. Got me flaking out on studio sessions to be with her. It really doesn't matter as long as I'm always seen with her. In the whip or the back row at the movies. She's in love with Noah Jones and nah, I'm not a groupie. Since I got a deal, I can afford being choosy. She ain't gotta say a word of body language speaking loosely. Back to the crib, making everybody clear out. I go deep like I'm trying to pull a hair out. Windows wide open, hoping that it airs out. Miss Nara's so hot, she a standout.